Ken X3 as seen by Maxey during 6 years, by A. Torregrosso et al. The aim of this work is to study both light curve and orbital phase spectroscopy of this source, taking advantage of the Maxey GSC observation strategy. We have investigated the spectral and light curve properties of the X-ray emission from Ken X3 along the binary orbit. These studies allow delimiting the stellar wind properties and its interactions with the compact object. A timing analysis of light curves in different energy bands was carried out. From the analysis of the light curve, we have estimated the orbital period of the binary system and also found possible QPOs around a superorbital period of superorb equals 220 plus or minus 5 days. Both orbital phase averaged and phase resolve spectra were extracted and analyzed in the 2.0 to 20.0 keV energy range. We have defined and compared the high and low state spectra with the average spectrum. Two models have described spectra satisfactorily: a partial absorbed comptonization of cool photons on hot electrons plus a power law, and a partial absorbed blackbody plus a power law, both modified by adding Gaussian lines. The radius of the blackbody emitting area has been determined, and the high value of the X-ray luminosity in the average spectrum indicates that the accretion mode is not only due to the stellar wind. This was Ken X3 as seen by Maxey during 6 years, by A. Torregrosso et al.